From Hook and Bullet to Policy and Science, we're here to discuss and dissect all matters of importance to Montana's rugged landscape and the people and wildlife that call it home. This is Montana Untamed. Last April, Scott Snelson was quietly transferred from his post at the Spotted Bear District to a desk job at the Flathead National Forest headquarters at the behest of then Forest Supervisor Kurt Steele. Snelson finished his career as a staff officer of Recreation, Engineering, Heritage, and Land. He retired a few weeks ago. Snelson had a long career with the Forest Service before being named District Ranger in 2017. He expected to spend his final years of his career managing one of the most coveted ranger districts in the U.S. The Spotted Bear is more than 1 million acres, with 850,000 of those acres part of the 1.6 million acre Bob Marshall Wilderness Complex. But instead of being a dream job, it became increasingly difficult under Steele's leadership, Snelson told the Hungry Horse News in an interview last week. That's an excerpt from a piece written by Chris Peterson, editor of the Hungry Horse News, and he's with me today to discuss his reporting. Chris, to start, welcome to the show. Can you first introduce listeners to Scott Snelson, who he is and what his background was?
Sure. Scott came to the Spotted Bear in 2017, late 2017. And, he had worked in the Bob early in his career as well. So he wasn't new to the place necessarily. Mm-hmm. And he'd been deputy director of the Beaverhead Deer Lodge. Deputy supervisor of the Beaverhead Deer Lodge National Forest. So he'd spent like 16 years in Montana. And In our discussion, he explained that, this was supposed to be this was going to be the dream job that led to his retirement, and it didn't work out that way.
Right, right. And before we get going on this, you've spent a lot of time in this wilderness that Snelson oversaw. Can you paint a picture of this place from your experiences for listeners who, maybe aren't familiar with that part of the world?
Sure. The Spotted Bear Ranger District, is 850,000 acres of the Bob Marshall. And some would maybe argue it's some of the best part of the Bob because it encompasses the entire South Fork of the Flathead, or most of the South Fork of the Flathead River, not in its entirety. And the South Fork has the last intact bull trout fishery in the lower 48. Okay. And so that's in the West Slope cutthroat trout fishing is some of the best in the country. It's pure West Slope cutthroat trout. And then in the high country. So you can walk for, 2, 3, 4 days in this region without seeing anybody if you pick your route right. So, we spent 3 or 4 days just last summer in there.
Right, right. So, I mean, it's like you described it. It would be a great chunk of ground to oversee if you were, a federal employee like Snelson. And as your reporting indicates, he was at loggerheads with the previous forest supervisor down there, Kurt Steele. Can you give us some examples of where they maybe disagreed on management?
The bull trout fishery being one of them, Snelson alleged that leadership, and he doesn't just blame Steele. He said it went all the way to the region. So, but he said that he alleged that there was definitely a push to increase more recreational use on the river, which would have meant more fishing pressure, more permitted uses for outfitting and guiding and that kind of thing. And then in addition, he claimed that there was an outfitter that was breaking some of the rules of the contract that he had with the Forest Service to actually outfit in the wilderness. Snelson actually said he and I don't know if this is the directly correct term, but in essence, he canceled the outfitter's contract. Steele came in, Snelson claimed, and reinstated the outfitter.
And you mentioned the Bullchop plan up there. Snelson was previously had education in fish biology, is that right?
Yeah, he had degrees, and he had a bachelor's and a master's degree in not necessarily fisheries biologist per se, but in the field. So, and he's told me I have a background in fisheries. So during the conversation, which I couldn't recall in the interview whether or not, you know, his entire resume, so to speak.
Right, right.
But yeah, he was basically a scientist.
What was that issue with the bull trout fishery management?
Well, in the South Fork, you can legally fish for bull trout in the river. With what Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks actually does the regulations on that. And you have to catch and release them, and you have to have a catch card, and it's a very limited season. But what Snelson, as he conveyed to me, was concerned about was that if you allow more and more use of the river, so the Comprehensive River Management Plan was coming up, and in that, there would probably be some sidebars on just how many people could use the South Fork. Because like in a lot of places in Montana, you know, we're seeing more and more tourism, traffic, recreational use, et cetera. And so if you allow more and more use, eventually someone's going to catch one of those bull trout. And as he explained it to me, he wanted it to, and his staff, he claimed that they wanted a more conservative approach to river usage. And he alleged that Steele was opposed to some of that idea.
Mm-hmm.
So
what happened to Snelson in the lead up to his ousting and his leaving the Forest Service?
Well, I don't really know all the details on that. You know, he didn't talk as much about that. I think what it seemed odd to me with this story in particular is that I've been with the newspaper for 25 years, and typically when someone in that kind of a position leaves, there's an announcement made. You know, this person is retiring, and Snelson was what, eight months removed from retirement when he's removed in April. I mean, because he retired just a few weeks ago. So that's what really seemed odd to me in this story is that, you know, when his predecessor, for example, left, I mean, that was a big deal locally.
Right, right. And he ended up at a desk job at the Flathead National Forest, right?
Yeah, he ends up at a job, and I'm not going to say what the job title was because it's a rather long governmental title, but basically he spends the rest of his final months in headquarters in Kalispell.
Hmm.
And ironically, Steele leaves in June.
Right. So far, we've heard from Snelson's side of the story in your reporting. Right. Have you heard from Kurt Steele or from the Forest Service as you reported on this?
Well, the Forest Service did respond through their spokesperson on some of the accounts. But as far as hearing from, I haven't heard anything from Steele. I did try to contact him by phone, and he just never returned calls. So.
And what did the Forest Service say in response to your reporting?
Well, the Forest Service says they take any kind of violation of the rules in the case of the outfitter, that they take the rules, the violation seriously if they hear about them. But they didn't really speak to, you know, why he was why the outfitter was given his license back. And as far as the comprehensive river management plan, which speaks to this river usage, they say, you know, it's still, a, you know, we're still working on it. And that is something that we have heard for several years, because they're writing a comprehensive river management plan, not just for the South Fork, but for all the forks of the Flathead River, which is 219 miles of river that are part of the Wild and Scenic River system. So, so the South Fork is not just in the wilderness, it's also part of the Wild and Scenic River system. And they just say, hey, we're still working on the plan, and didn't say much else.
Right. Yeah. And so Kurt Steele is no longer the forest supervisor up there. Listeners of this show may recognize that name. We've done reporting on the Hahn Lake Lodge situation. Can you tell me what happened with Kurt Steele and where he is now?
He took a job in the region. Once again, I don't off the top of my head know the exact title, but it's something in ecosystems management.
Mm-hmm. And so in the meantime, since Nelson has left the district supervisor position, they have hired a replacement up there, correct?
Yeah. They've hired a replacement, and they've hired a new spotted bear district ranger, Adam. I want to say it's Adam Liddell.
So do we have any idea what's next for Snelson?
Yeah. that was one of my last questions. He plans on staying active. He still lives in Montana, at least part of the time. He still plans on, like you said at the very end of the story, still plans on staying engaged. So,
right. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I would think he would be putting into this comprehensive river management plan if we get a draft, which they say, you know, could come out in a few months. But to be perfectly honest with you, Tom, I've heard that several times over the past few years. So I guess I kind of believe it when I see it.
Right. And does Snelson plan on filing any sort of complaint against his previous employer, or is he just letting it go?
Well, he said he was going to have contact with the ethics office in the Forest Service. So.
Well, I guess, Chris, thanks for coming on and giving us the download. I like to give everybody an opportunity to share any final thoughts behind your reporting or anything that didn't fit into the story or anything about the spotted bear for that matter.
Yeah, you know, it's just a fantastic place, and I just see this story as more unfortunate than anything. It's just how things have kind of been in the past, you know, 3 or 4 years at the Forest Service. So, in my experience, you know, I would say that almost everyone that I've worked with over the years has been great to work with, and it's just been these past few years under Steele that have been challenging, not just as a reporter, but as a forest user, you know. That's my own personal opinion, you know.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, hey, thanks, Chris, for coming on and sharing your reporting. For listeners, make sure you hop over to the Hungry Horse News and check out this story from Chris, and check out the rest of the work they're doing reporting up there in Northwest Montana.
Okay, thanks for having me, Tom.
Montana Untamed is a podcast from the newsrooms of Lee Enterprises Montana newspapers. Visit any of our websites or subscribe wherever podcasts are found.